on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Well, good morning on this Friday. This is the 12th of March. How is every person in the North State? We love to call you guys the North State. This is Linda Bott. Welcome to our morning show here, Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. I'm here with the Dr. Doug McConnell.
Hello, Linda.
Hey.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
Okay, you're sitting at Carl's place. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
All right.
In the honored chair. I appreciate that when his absence.
Well, we're going to wait for the pet of the week, but I'm going to give you a quick update on the weather and let you kind of know what's going on.
I thought I was the pet of the week.
Oh, you are, definitely. You definitely are. I'll give you a treat later. Sunday with a high near 69, and today with clear skies with tonight lows around 39. Looks like we're going to have a beautiful weekend. Actually, sunny, 68 with overnight lows of 41. Well, here it says Sunday showers likely Sunday night. So, you know, I swear to God what it is to put the, you know, the plastic big bags around the pads. I always call, bring your pads in, bring your pads out. It's that kind of weather because you love to have a, you know, a nice night where you can maybe sit around and light the fire and sit outside for a little bit with maybe a cocktail or a cup of coffee or a, you know, tea or whatever, rocks your boat. Looks like we may be able to do that on Saturday, but Sunday, when you have chances of showers, maybe not. Monday, chance of showers once again with a high of 58, partly cloudy with a low of 38, and Tuesday will be sunny with a high of 63. Now, we know that Sunday, we turn back the clocks. And I don't know, Doug. Let me just do a shout out to our sponsors. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, which is in Anderson. They're locally owned, veteran owned. The Kenny family has been just a very outstanding part of our community. All that they do, unsung heroes, many ways. A lot of us do not know all the good deeds that they do for many, many people. They take senior and veteran discounts, and they go to the hard to reach places for propane. People have run their houses on propane, and they, like other companies, say, we can't get up that hill. They'll make it happen. That's Shasta Gas Propane.
You're right. They do. And I think it's spring forward on the clocks.
Spring forward, fall back.
Fall back.
Yeah.
So move it forward.
Yeah, spring forward, fall back. That's the only way I remembered it. But so, okay, so tell you a little bit about why Carl's not here today. And, you know, I tell him, you know, I really do not like to do the show when you're not there. So wasn't it wonderful to have not only just a dear friend, but somebody who's so knowledgeable and it feels open and free to talk about his political, how he sees things, is our Dr. Doug McConnell, who you know is our leading heart surgeon here in Shasta County, and that's how we knew him. But before we go into Biden's speech, before we go into a lot of the topical things that we want to go into, let's go to, of course, and we were online last night looking at Haven Humane. Jim, welcome to the show this morning. How are you?
Good morning, Linda. I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good. And I'm really looking forward to you getting inoculated so we can actually touch and see and feel those pets of the week.
Me too.
All right. So you are on the phone this morning to share with our listeners your selection of pet of the week and tell us what is going on new or what to look forward to with Haven Humane.
Sure. Well, let me talk about Beans first. He's the dog I have with me today. He is a 4-year-old black lab mix. He's all neutered and everything else, ready to walk out the door today. He hasn't been with us long, only about a week or so, but I know he's going to go fast, so I figured I should highlight him quick when I can. he's done great with all our handling. I think he'll do okay with other dogs and cats. We haven't seen him, you know, in person with cats, but he seems like he'll be just fine. Really sweet guy, really loves people, so that's the most important thing.
Well, wonderful. Okay, so you have a black lab mix, 4-year-old. Boy?
Yes, a boy.
Yeah. Okay, and ready to go. And so what are your adoption fees when you pick out a pet of the week?
Well, for a dog, it ranges from 37.50 up to 135, depending on the age of the dog. So puppies are a little more, and seniors, we have a fund that covers half of their adoption fee. Beans would be $75 to adopt.
Okay. So I'm curious, when one person decides that that they want to adopt a pet at the shelter, most all of the pets that you have at the shelter have a waiting period. You have to pair them with people, but you do, let's just, I always think it's good to do a refresher. So before you let them go out into the public, they are, they're already, once they're in a shelter, they're given shots, right?
Right. Yeah, yeah. So every dog that gets here, we treat as if it's never been vaccinated or anything before, because we don't usually have any clue of their history. Mm-hmm. Most of them are strays. So they get their basic vaccinations and a basic exam as soon as they get here. If our animal care techs notice anything abnormal, then we'll get them sent over to our vet hospital. They'll get checked out by the vet. There's usually a holding period of about a week for owners to come back and pick up their dog or find out that their dogs are here. But if no owner comes forward, then they're evaluated by our behavior specialist, so we can kind of get a baseline idea of their likes and dislikes and that kind of thing, so we can market them to the right families. Then they come up to our adoption center. Before they go home, they will be spayed or neutered, have their rabies vaccine, they get microchipped. Any vaccine that they're basically eligible for while they're still with us will do, and that's all covered by the adoption fee.
Well, thank you. Okay, yeah. So let's talk about your hours again, and we appreciate you always coming in. It's a steady thing here with Haven Humane, yeah. Our Friday mornings here on KCNR. What else do you have to bring to the table this week that we need to know about before we hear from you next Friday?
Well, we have our virtual Doggy Dash is just around the corner. It's the 16th through the 20th. You can get tickets still at our website, havenhumane.org. And basically, it's similar to our in-person Doggy Dash, which is a 5K and 10K, except for it's normally certified. This one is just you and your pets and maybe a group of your friends that you've been quarantining with. Heading out to your favorite trail to do a run or a walk and take some fun pictures and send them in to us. And we're just kind of going to flood our Facebook with all the fun virtual Doggy Dash goodness and give out some prizes based on the pictures and stuff. So that should be fun. Again, havenhumane.org to get that. And if you're interested in adopting Beans or anybody else, we're still doing everything by appointment. It's 241-1653 to call and make one. You can also get us through our website or Facebook/Haven Humane Society.
Well, thank you for your call. We look forward to hearing from you again and your Pet of the Week next week.
All right. Sounds good, Linda. Thanks for having me.
All right.
Thank you.
Remember, yep. Haven Humane, of course, they are they need donations, just like so many other organizations in town that don't have gatherings. And we, last year, emceed and were part of a huge gathering, which, you know, Doug McConnell, who's with me this morning. I'm very honored, by the way, that you're here.
Oh, well, thank you. I enjoy it.
You know, I first of all, we're friends.
Yes.
But I came to know you when you first arrived in Reading through Shasta Regional.
Correct.
And
2009.
They brought you in, and they were head surgeon coming from Southern California.
Yep.
And your beautiful wife, Bonnie.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not only just a wonderful physician, community member, but you're also an incredible photographer, artist.
Well, the up north state made me that. Some of my downtime and the beauty of the state and the ability to get around and take those pictures it's just gorgeous up here.
And you are, I think, the infamous or the famous or my most favorite is the Diesel Horse Bridge photos. You probably have a collection of those of different times of the day, different lights.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that several of my friends have those blown up, and you were always so kind and have been always so kind and still are. With your gifts to different organizations in their silent auctions of Doug McConnell photograph.
That's true. It's been an interesting way to feature Reading, and a number of people have blessed me with basically some ladies competing for the that evening's event. It's interesting to be watched over.
You like to be watched.
Well, I'll often go up to the one that came in second. I'll say, listen, if you'll match the opening bid, I'll make one.
I love that. That's you. That's Doug.
Thus the charity gets double donation. That, it's sort of a fun thing to do, but it's nice to be appreciated. But that Romanesque bridge is a beautiful bridge.
Romanesque.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, that's just the architecture, yeah.
It's beautiful with the circles and the reflection, with where it becomes a full circle. It's breathtaking.
It is, and go stand on the bridge and or walk across it,
mm-hmm.
and realize that at the width, that was in the day it was built, engineers were foretelling the width of a bridge you'd need to carry all the automobile and truck traffic north and south over the Sacramento River on Route 99. But it opened, I believe, in 1914.
Mm.
So compare with what we need today.
Right.
But the best guys in those days picked that width to build a bridge.
That's a fun fact.
It is. And the point was all that transportation was new.
Well, when we come back, we're going to take some messages here. But before, let's talk about really quick Sleep Number. Looking forward to, Carl and I think that we may update our Sleep Number. So we're going to go in this weekend to the Target Shopping Center over there next to the Vitamin Shop. And we're going to try the 360, which is the newest technique and the newest updated, Sleep Number. So we'll tell you more about it. But we're going to go see it, feel it, and decide, whether we're going to. We've had our Sleep Number now for almost 10 years. We're so happy. I'll tell you, when you travel and you come back on your Sleep Number. So it's fun because you have the dual controls, and we set ours always differently depending. Like, we're going to talk about our bowling night the other night, which was with Doug. We woke up the next day in the sockets of our arms. I mean, but we went to bed going, whoa, that was physical. We tend to not think that bowling's physical, but it's definitely physical. Anyway, so my Sleep Number setting was 45 last night. And Carl was really, too, feeling something in his back, so he went to 50. Anyway, Sleep Number, the store, and, of course, they're having some incredible specials. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed designed to make a life-changing difference to your health and wellness. Don't miss the weekend special. Save up to $500 and sleep. Select Sleep Number 360 smart beds, plus special financing and free premium delivery when you add a base. We'll be right back here. Doug McConnell, Linda Bott, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and Jared is our producer at the helm today. We'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuente's Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
And good morning. It's the 12th of March. And, gosh, we're almost getting close to St. Patty's Day. A day for, I think, the new moon or something like that. I think I was told this is a time to plant and put your seeds out and get ready for thoughts and actions that way. Sunny today with a high of 69, overnight lows of 39. My guest this morning, this is Linda Bott. Hi, everybody. Carl is reconning turkeys because, of course, in a few weeks he's going to be – they're looking for areas. He and Ted Lighty, because they're going to be doing a youth hunt for the Wild Turkey Federation. So they got up at, I think, 4:30 in the morning and went out before up in the woods someplace on somebody's ranch, and that's what they do. And it's a really wonderful program, Doug. It's free. They take these kids out. They maybe never experienced something like this, and they go into areas. They have to have their either a parent or a guardian, and then one of the shooters, professional guys that are with them, and they have this experience, and then they have a banquet afterwards. But it's a very cool program, and again, it's part of the character building for kids, both women, girls, and boys, to go out and experience something different, and it doesn't cost the family anything. This has been sponsored.
I've seen the pictures before, and I recognize Ted's enthusiasm for this as being an outreach to kids who really wouldn't get this experience. Mm-mm. And hopefully if they can bring a sibling or a dad along, that this is some bonding out in the wild. And it's all made possible by Ted,
yeah,
Carl, and others that basically are willing to go out and do this. So this is something you get to do in the North State. And from Long Beach and L.A., California, this doesn't happen. So another one of the attractants.
Exactly. So welcome back. And so the first thing when I saw you before the show began, you asked me if I had heard Biden's speech last night. And I said to you, no, I did not. And you have a lot to share with our listeners, your thoughts. Let's go.
Okay. My wife and I sat down to, see it, because it's an important time in our life. And the speech was given at a particular date of processing of the COVID virus and an update for the American people. So we, with an open mind, watched it. And frankly, he came out in his presentation and discussion of the speech and following the written speech, very scripted, but a reasonably good speech in structure. But then it was obvious to us that there is a way to a speech said a lot by omission. And when you write a speech, you try to persuade people, or you're going to argue, or you're going to present new facts or whatever. But here, what wasn't said was I think, sadly, a lost opportunity by President Biden, who has stated that he wants to be a unifier, which I think, obviously, most people in the country would love to see some sort of that, if it's possible. Here was a great opportunity lost. Specifically, he never mentioned by name anyone in the previous administration, nor did he give them any credit for setting up Operation Warp Speed. Now, I'm a physician, so I understand exactly, based on reading, what went on last summer to accomplish the fact that we're able to get vaccines now, which I support. In other words, our society is benefiting from this vaccination. My wife and I have been vaccinated, and it should help us contain and control this virus. And that's been held up as being the gold of what happened. But this would not be here. We would have no vaccinations if indeed a unique private partnership with government needs wasn't struck easily last summer. Part of it is we call Operation Warp Speed, but the new techniques, new types of vaccinations, namely the messenger RNA that makes up Moderna and Pfizer, had been generated and demonstrated in the laboratory, but not yet tested and approved for safety in humans. And we're talking about last spring, summer. So on the scientific assumption and hunch that this would be proven to be safe, the government, through Donald Trump and his departments, offered to pre-purchase the doses, thus guaranteeing the company that they would not lose their investment. Assuming this is all going to work, we're going to buy 100 million doses or 200 million. It kept changing the number. But now the companies went up and set up the production lines. Now, to produce a vaccine, you have two stages, laboratory proof and testing, where you're not trying to produce a commercial product. You're not dealing with labels. It's not mass produced. You're not trying to make it for millions of people. So you need to make enough for the test subjects. In the case of Moderna, it was about 30,000 test people had to be injected. I don't know Pfizer's number. Anyway, at the same time they started doing human testing for safety, they were able to just go ahead and get production. That took millions of dollars of investment, production line, labeling, capping, getting the safety protocols for how to produce this material, and more importantly, developing all the refrigeration techniques to deliver it all over the country, because it takes special refrigeration. Anyway,
I think a lot of people forget about, because we were vaccinated. I wasn't going to do it. Mm-hmm. I wanted to wait to see what it looked like. And because of my health conditions of last year, my doctor said, absolutely, you're going to do it. You need to do it. I mean, doctors can't tell you what to do, mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is I really recommend you do this. And because of the refrigeration, because of the fact that at the early stages of the shots in Reading, Shasta County coming out, people weren't showing up. So you have a window where you must use the vaccine or it goes bad. So the Moderna time and the Pfizer time are different windows of refrigeration, correct?
Well, that's just part of it. The point I'm trying to make is that normally, if you wait to make your big investment on a production line till the FDA has finally approved the vaccination and done all the safety tests, you're a year or two down the line, because that process is enormous. Instead, they said, we're going to assume this works and going to be proven to be safe. We want you to build the factory to crank these out so that we can start putting this in people in December and January.
And that was under the Trump administration.
You wouldn't have known that from the speech last night.
Okay.
And that is the opportunity that Biden had to actually refer to the fact that at this point in time, we are able to spread these vaccines across our country, primarily because the infrastructure to produce and distribute these was started in parallel with the testing of the devices. Had they failed those tests, all that infrastructure would have been wasted. But the government came in and opened the gates to make it a risk-free journey for these companies, and that's why we have vaccines right now. And President Biden totally dismissed, did not even mention that. I'm not even sure he used the word warp speed. He certainly did not refer to the previous administration that set the infrastructure down.
Well, there is no way this administration is going to give any kind of acknowledgement of any kind of success. And that is, again, the reason of why many of us are feeling divided to the current administration, because there was such like a cast upon evil connotation to being a Republican, to being a conservative, to have anything to do with the Trump administration at all. We talked about this at the break, is that the civility and the not being civil, and our manners and our way of being able to agree to disagree went out the window. And we have to take a break on that note, and I'm so sorry, but let's come back and talk about that.
All right. Well,
civility, and then also from Friendly Newcomer out of the chat pack, were the companies given a lot of money to study and formulate these viruses? But let's talk about that when we get back.
We will.
This is KCNR, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Judy Maxwell and insurance. You know that she is, we do our insurance with Judy, and let me tell you something, for a lot of people who may have lost, theft, fire, in businesses, rental houses, going into a new house, reevaluating where you're spending your dollars. Judy Maxwell is a great place to go. Maxwell Insurance, located on Hilltop. We're going to be right back after these messages.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is back open for exploration. See the West Coast Biennial Art Exhibition featuring diverse pieces by artists up and down the West Coast. Enjoy the visible river aquarium, caverns exhibits, parrot playhouse, and more. There's something for everyone to discover at Turtle Bay.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean, healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we're all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Turtle Bay Annual Auction is going virtual. Now everyone can take part in bidding on exciting items and supporting Turtle Bay. Bidding begins March 11th. Tune in for the live virtual watch party March 20th on Facebook Live or YouTube. Go to turtlebay.org and click the online auction banner to register and learn more.
You can laugh all you want. I love this tune. And this is how we opened our show.
Helen Reddy.
We opened the Gold Diggers, opened for Dean Martin, and this was our opening number. And, you know, it's interesting going back into Helen Reddy when she passed away last year. I was going through it. She would not be on the Dean Martin show. She felt like women were, objectified.
Yeah,
and she was just, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to be in Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin show. But we opened with her number. You know, I don't know. It's funny looking back on that so many years later. Here, if you're just joining in and you're turning around on the dials, we'll stay right there. This is Linda Bott, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Thank you for being patient with our AM signal yesterday. It was not us. It had something to do with a company, some other company that deals inside, you know, it's not just one thing. There's a layer of things, and it happened to do, I think, with one of our phone companies. But anyway, this is your talk radio. It is fixed, and we're talking about some things that can be fixed and some things that can't be fixed. And I'm here with somebody who's a fixer, and that's Dr. Doug McConnell. And we mentioned earlier that he was, he's always going to be a lead heart physician, but you were the leading heart physician that was brought up here for Shasta Regional. Now it's Dr. Paul Mazur.
Yep. I turned the reins over to Paul.
You turned the reins.
He's wonderful.
Yeah, but you still sit in now and then, right?
Yes, I do.
It's like sitting like a good drummer that sits in the rock band now and then. Before we took our break, we were hold that thought about the wasn't there a lot of money? Were companies given a lot of money to study and formulate the viruses? That we're going back to the chat pack and that question.
Yes, there were incentives. This was the creative part of the incentives that were created by members of the previous administration, President Trump. Whether you like or not like him, the point was people saw the opportunity to incentivize the private production industry of vaccines by the financial incentives and pre-purchase contracts for production. Thus, they would go ahead and ramp up and create the production lines for the vaccines without yet an FDA guarantee that this would be usable. So that they had to change the business structure so that they would go down this path. And then when the FDA did their safety study late, June and July, and they followed these people, and then they proved it was safe. The term efficacious had yet to be finalized. They did come up with some early preliminary numbers. But I've been vaccinated, as has Linda. And when you sign the consent, and even today, everywhere you go, you read carefully the consent. It says, I had Moderna, so did my wife. It says, a simple sentence, this is not an approved vaccine, period. The next sentence says, there are no approved vaccines for COVID-19, period. Both the sentences are true. Approved as by the FDA standards, which are lengthy in time, what they have done is, in both group, in fact, The next sentence says, this vaccine has been given to 15,800 volunteers who have been followed, and it's proven to be safe in these people, and I think for 4 months. then they let other people begin the vaccine. All this had to be done before this could be sent out to the public. So this is a unique time, but there was an issue of moving forward quickly. The infrastructure and systems of getting this ready for the public to go had to be started last year. My point about the omission in the speech is it would have been nice to at least realize that the ability for us to start in late December and January vaccinating American people and ramping up as we are today is because the forethought and infrastructure was built and incentivized way back last spring. It wasn't like it all just started on the inauguration day, and I think all Americans recognize that. So when you give a speech and purposely don't even refer to any of that, it leaves a big hole in people's evaluation of how sincere or where's the opportunity here to have expressed some unification as to the health systems and the departments that have this can help bring together the American people with action a year earlier that we are now benefiting from. But instead, it was ignored. And the speech otherwise was, you know, presented in a nice fashion and was good. It left us dark. What was also omitted from the speech was none of the progress on the current hospitalizations and the daily case rates, which are plummeting, et cetera. In other words, the speech could have ended on a much more opportunistic or optimistic mood about getting out of this. And there was an attempt to, if all goes well, perhaps we can have July 4th parties with small groups. Very specific thing, which was interesting. But there's no question the case count in California in almost all counties and death rate has plummeted in California. No one can predict the future, but the trend over the last 6 weeks has been very reassuring. It would have been nice maybe at the national level to end up with the fact that maybe we're coming out of this dark hole.
I want to talk to you. We've got 4 minutes left of this break. Then we have another 15-minute segment. And then Dr. Danuka Pamela is going to be coming on with another specialist because it is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. She'll be here for a little bit. And then we'll be open line. We'll be able to take calls and such. Why we have Doug here. Now, Doug, you are a conservative.
Mm-hmm.
And I
call it principled.
Principles.
Yeah, meaning I know the principles on which
exactly.
The country was founded and how I think.
Right. Okay, so because I don't like anybody to put me in a box, and so I would say more independent because, you know, I think, you know, but, well, it doesn't matter what I think at this point. We're here of service to, I know this is a talk radio, and we do give our opinion, but I wanted to talk with you. We're talking about civility. I have to share this because I think everybody's experienced this before. And something that you said that really resonated with me this morning at break, was that you took an oath, mm-hmm. Carl took an oath, not only as a physician, but before that, when you were
an Army surgeon, military surgeon.
Army surgeon, your oath was that you are, no matter who's president, what does the oath say?
Well, that you're going to protect the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. But you are in the military, so you will obey the President of the United States or the Office of the President of the United States. It's very clear that the oath puts the military under the direction of the civilian executive branch headed by the President of the United States, and that your oath is to protect the Constitution.
That's, so for those people that may be listening, Dr. McConnell, for those people who are listening think that the election was stolen and they will never call Biden president. They will think that Trump, it's not legal what happened, and they can't call Biden president. And some very close friends of mine came to me and said they're mad at Carl because Carl once on the radio said, because of the way the law is, Biden's my president, I have to call him my president. and they came to me and said, they're mad at me because of that. I felt really hurt over that.
Well, Carl, having had a long career in the military, and the oath is to the office and the structure, constitutional structure of the American government. So in my case, I was under the direction and command of Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, before I left F2. So every one of those was my president. There's quite a range of thoughts but in the military, I was with the 101st Airborne, and it's very clear that their direction is the protection of the Constitution of the United States, and that includes the current president. And the other parts, the military doesn't get to dabble in.
Let's talk about leadership, something that, we got to take a break now.
Okay, we'll talk about
leadership. Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone. Speaking of leadership, that's what I want to talk about in the next 15 minutes, about who do you know, what does leadership mean to you, and who do you know that's a leader, and how do you lead during these times? All right, but we will say that during these times, which had been COVID especially, Cornerstone Community Bank definitely became our bank of choice, because they were able to, on a local level, move the PPP, help out local businesses, and not have to think about the guys upstairs. They just did their own thing, and so we are totally all about that. Cornerstone Community Bank, different branches in town. This one particularly, 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff, downtowns, East Cypress. They're just an amazing band. Well, they're a band of brothers. They're a community bank. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Sometimes you have to go away to get away to relax. Enjoy an affordable staycation experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. Standard rooms only $89 a night, Sunday through Thursday. Call or book online now. 1-800-280-UWIN or windriver.com. Offering mobile check-in and check-out. Valid through March 20th. Must have a River Club card. Some restrictions apply. Use promo code WINTER21. Join us for a safe and comfortable stay at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at WeThePeopleRadio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, WeThePeopleRadio.us.
What shall we do about them?
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now, and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes. Same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
Man, that guy owned the stage.
Only Frank can sing this.
Mm. Well, you know, when I came into the scene, he was like, Dean was 64 when I joined the group.
Uh-huh.
I was 19. And so I was able to see Frank, and, you know, Frank was obviously around the same. So anyway, not when they were the Rat Pack, you know, and some of your, thank you, guests. Here with Dr. Doug McConnell, this is Linda Bott, and Carl is reconning today, so thank you for being my guest. We'll be here all the way till 9 o'clock. We have Dr. Danuka coming in at 8 o'clock. It is Colon Awareness Month, so she's going to be here, but when they leave, we're going to open line it. So for those people who are chiming in on the guest on the chat pack, at 8:30, you can make calls and talk to Doug and say your piece before the weekend. We'd love
sure.
it.
I'll be here. I'm happy to do that.
Let's talk about leadership.
Okay, leadership.
Who is rocking your boat as far as someone that you think really is sensible? Or is that putting you on the line when I ask you that?
Well, I think let's talk about what are some of the key characteristics of a leader. And I learned this in the Army from a wonderful command sergeant major. I was a new surgeon dropped right in the middle of this airborne division. He took me aside. And his motto of life was pretty simple. He said, sir, liars can never lead. They might be in a position to command, but they can never lead. And he wasn't addressing anything I said, but he said the point is you have to tell everybody, you have to be forthright and honest with people. People can understand failings, mistakes, or other. But if you cover up, if you prevaricate, or if you have to give hard news but lie to people, you can't. He was very, very honest about that. And I remember that it worked in the Army. It's true in my medical career when I had surgical teams or ran Department of Surgery down in Long Beach or was chief of staff at Long Beach Memorial. That's a 900-bed hospital. Leadership, you have to basically earn people's trust, and you can only do that. They will decide if you're a leader. In the military, just because somebody promotes you and puts you in charge of people does not make you their leader. Only the men under your command will, and men and women, I should, under your command will be, they'll decide if you're a leader. So that has to be earned. It's not uh-huh. a crown you put on your head. And so you talked about people today, and there are leaders and honest people that you want. Interesting, just Trey Gowdy just last night sort of had a challenge to the American people at the end of his show, which I wholeheartedly, you know, agreed with. He said, mm-hmm. we need and are looking for trusted leadership. And I think in the previous administration, all over the map at times, but we looked at actions, and then even in this administration. So the American people may feel leaderless at this point.
Well, we've experienced because through media, through whistleblowers, the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think
another
that
one?
You would go to your priest.
Yeah.
Or your Boy Scout or Eagle or Cub Scout or Eagle Scout or whatever. Leader. Scout leader. And we're seeing, you know, it's a very unnerving, like, where... So you kind of have to go to yourself and to your higher power of whether that would be, of course, you know, God or who you're, that kind of thing.
In the world of politics and academics,
yes.
two outstanding names are Thomas Sowell, Stanford University, and Walter Williams, who just died this past year. Most people, they're both economists, but their views of the American public, the American founding, and how the economy really works and how government interaction with Tom are beautiful books and textbooks. And Thomas Sowell, S-O-W-E-L-L. I read everything he has published. He's now in his 90s. These are both African-American academics who grew up the hard way. One was a taxi driver in Harlem. The other one lived in Harlem.
Wow.
And they both ended up going to, I think, University of Chicago School of Economics and ended up on the West Coast with Walter Williams at UCLA and Thomas Sowell at Stanford at Hoover Institution. They're leaders.
Hoover Institution. We used to have the Hoover Institution. They would call us. Let's see. Somebody from that would call in and do a monthly report.
The Hoover Institution is online, has a great site, and it's got a wealth of material about this. So we were desperate for leadership, we thought, in the pandemic. And Anthony Fauci, whose name I've known since the 80s with AIDS, rose up, and we hoped, there's our medical leader. And then you got into this crazy discussion of hydroxychloroquine, which, as a military surgeon, we know is absolutely safe because it's been used by the DOD and State Department since the late 50s for malarial suppression, so it's not a dangerous drug. When Anthony Fauci came out and on multiple occasions said hydroxychloroquine can't be studied or used until it's proven safe in a double-blind prospective study, it's a dangerous drug. In essence, I'm paraphrasing him. He did that several times. All of a sudden, his trustworthiness, in my mind, plummeted because he has to know that it was been used for 50 years prior to that in the military, Vietnam, and so forth. So was he ignorant or lying? And I can't read his mind. I don't know. But the point is his leadership suddenly evaporated for people who had knowledge of this simple drug, which is also given to two of my wife's friends for rheumatoid arthritis.
Hmm.
So it's a standard drug. And yet, in the middle, when there were studies coming in from France, and they all could be criticized and all this, but there was a closed-minded to even seeing this incorporated into outpatient protocols because it's dangerous, which it wasn't. So my wife and I started taking it long ago. To me, it was a no-brainer. It well may work, and there's molecular biological reasons why it could. There's certainly no downside. But now you had the medical leader suddenly poo-pooing it. I was confused, but I also said, this is why.
And I'm wondering why, how did he become the go-to?
Well, he's got the role as the head of the National Institutes of Health has cardiac. He was the head of the allergy and, I think, communicable disease section. And he's a well-known academic. He came out of Cornell University in internal medicine and entered, I believe, the NIH right out of residency. Back in my days, when you finished your residency, the Vietnam War was on, and you had a choice. You could go to the National Health Service, which was a commission, or a military system where they would decide how to make use of your services at the correct time of training and so forth. So, because I think he's a year ahead of me or two at Cornell in terms of age and finishing up. So, a great guy and a well-established, but I have no idea how he got off the rails on this issue. But again, your trustworthiness disappears if you make a statement back to my sergeant major. Liars can't lead. Why would he be misleading when the medical community knew this drug was safe?
And he's a doctor. You know that it has to be around him.
Esteemed doctor, but has he become does he see patients? Is he up to date? Or is he spending time budgets in NIH? And I don't mean to demean him. He's got a wonderful reputation. But, yeah, it just was a statement and a position that actually eventually the NIH chose to study the drug, and then two studies, one were published in the Lancet and the other in the New England Journal of Medicine, and they immediately said, oh, see, it's too dangerous, stop the studies. Both those studies were taken down and issued retractions, and in my entire medical career, I've never seen a retraction from Lancet nor the New England Journal of Medicine. So fake data was put up. shut down the NIH study, which included hydroxychloroquine, and then was then a month later said, ooh, well, that's fake data. So that's just one of the little side stories of what we've gone on. But that then dilutes the leadership ability of the NIH when you see this stuff.
Yeah, well, something from the chat pack, we have experienced a real leader. Now we get to see the difference.
Okay. And
that's just from the, I'm telling you, we've got the wonderful chat pack at KCNR1460.com. You can make up, I guess I'm over time here.
Okay.
So, according to Mike, it's 7:59. Thank you so much, Jared, for telling us it's time for our second hour here.
And I
got to take a break.
And I might well agree with that comment.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Get our lives back, to get our economy back on track, is to beat the virus.
The president directed states to make all adults eligible for vaccine shots no later than May 1st, announced a plan to surge vaccinators and increase locations where Americans can get their shot, and previewed the creation of a government-run website and call center to help individuals find a vaccine appointment. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The Republican National Committee says President Trump deserves a credit for development of the vaccines, and the Senate's top Republican is criticizing the $1.9 trillion Biden spending bill for billions in spending unrelated to COVID.
Senator Mitch McConnell says the bill provides a handout to the powerful teachers unions.
Massive federal school funding spread over several years without requiring quick reopening.
Eddie says it includes sweeping new government benefits with no work requirement whatsoever.
A time warp to the bad times before bipartisan welfare reform.
McConnell also taking aim at the bill's farm loan bailouts based, he says, not on need but on the race of the farmers. A provision critics say amounts to reparations and has no place in a COVID-19 relief bill. Bob Agnew reporting.
A half dozen women now accusing New York Governor Cuomo of sexual harassment or inappropriate touching, and New York lawmakers demanding Cuomo's resignation are opening an impeachment investigation. COVID restrictions being lifted as of today across the state of Oklahoma. Also today, Maryland easing coronavirus restrictions on restaurants, retail, and outdoor sporting venues. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street. The Dow up 139 points. The NASDAQ 230 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
The British economy shrank 2.9% in January compared with the previous month. The UK's GDP, 9% below year-ago levels, and British exports to the EU slumped in January.
Today's figures are the first official estimates showing what happened to the UK's trade with other countries after the end of the post-Brexit transition period. While it was always expected that exports would be hit by that and also by renewed lockdown, the scale of the drop in trade with the European Union is beyond what most economists expected. Exports of goods to the EU were down by 40.7%, the biggest drop since records began in 1997. Imports of goods to the EU were also down by 29%. Data also showed the number of lorries near Britain's ports dropped by 12% in January.
That's the BBC's Andy Verity. A methane gas explosion killed six Pakistani coal miners overnight in southwestern Baluchistan province near the Afghan border. News and analysis at townhall.com. Stretch of asphalt across from a Los Angeles park, now hosting a group of tiny houses. temporary shelters for the homeless.
There are 39 prefab units on city-owned property in L.A.
A lot of vibrancy with the colors, and there's washers and dryers.
Ken Kraft is the founder and CEO of Hope of the Valley Rescue Mission. People like Tiffany get four windows, two beds, shelving, and an AC unit.
I'm so used to sleeping on the streets. It's getting hard. It was hard to get used to.
Kraft says these tiny homes help people start to chart a path out of homelessness.
Just spoke with one gentleman right now. He says he feels like he lives in a gated community.
Tiny homes have been promoted as an affordable option in Los Angeles and other cities around the country. I'm Ed Donahue.
Honda planning to sell two all-electric SUVs in the U.S. in the 2024 model year. Will also offer hybrid gas-electric versions of its top-selling models. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning, and welcome to our Friday edition here on the 12th of March. Yeah, Doug McConnell, Dr. Doug McConnell is with me this morning.
Morning.
And Jared's at the helm. Jared.
Good morning.
Yeah, nice to hear that. Okay.
Put him on.
And this is Linda Bott. We have guests in the studio right now, but I'm going to give you an update. It's currently 49 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like our weather ahead of us Friday will be a high of 69, overnight lows tonight of 40. Looks like tomorrow calls for Saturday 67 with our overnight lows of 49. And Sunday, it looks like rain, and Monday rain. So get ready for a little bit of mixed weather over the weekend. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. So, Doug, very exciting times because, you know, not only you are a prominent doctor and have been a prominent surgeon here in the Redding, California area and Southern California and all-around great guy. We have one of my other favorites in here, Pramila Danuka, who is an oncologist, talking about Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank
you.
All
right. So you're here today to talk about some statistics. I know you were on Tuesday, but let's refresh everyone. And then we also have Cheryl Arnold and Sunny that are here from the Reading Endoscopy Center. We're going to be talking about the procedure of a colonoscopy here in this half hour on our morning show. But Pramila, let's first talk about Colon Cancer Awareness Month. And what are we talking about besides our colon?
Colon is a big part.
It is.
It's all of us.
5 feet, you said.
It's actually, yeah, it's 5-6 feet size lengthwise.
I mean, isn't that amazing when you lay that out and you think how long our colon is and how important it is to have good colon health?
Yeah,
that's in all of our bodies.
All of us have it. And more we are getting into this. Newer research is coming in. I mean, it's research. I'm not saying it's a fact right now. But they're looking into more and more how our colon bacteria, colon organisms affect our functioning.
Hmm.
And even cancer research is going on in that direction to implicate that there may be a difference there how our body adapts, reacts to the bacteria and in our bowels that changes how we are dealing with the cancer itself. Interesting, right?
Very interesting.
It's not necessarily a romantic organism.
No.
It is central to survival.
Right,
it is.
And the flora, bacterial flora, with which it's populated is key to nutritional status. What gets reabsorbed there, it maintains your body's water status. And if you just change it a little bit, you can die within 24, 48 hours. And that's cholera, for example.
Mm.
So we all live with this. We don't pay it much attention. But.
Well, how many people listening can say if they've had children or they've had a sick pet, when they have a solid poop, you're happy. Is that weird?
That's
it's right. True. It's like, oh, God, thank God we're in a good day. We're having a good day. I know that just sounds... Well, listen, I just went through, you know, having a very old and sick pet, and we unfortunately had to send her over the Rainbow Bridge, which has been tough. Many people that followed us and listened to us and are friends of ours know what it's like when you love your dear pets, part of your family. But I went up to the doggy park, and if she had a good poop day, it was like, yay! So I am speaking from personal experience. But that's also with human beings.
That's true.
Your diet and how you process and eliminate is very important. So how do you detect cancer of the colon?
So for colon cancer, screening is the big key issue here. And we are fortunate to have the screening processes in place because so many of the colon cancers can be detected just by screening early on and doing regular checkups on ourselves. Like we were talking on Tuesday, remember? Dr.
Yes.
Matthews were talking the same. It's like any other part of our body. We do checklists for other parts, dental cleanups. We do the same thing we need to do for colon as well. And that actually saves lives. It's been proven again and again that it saves lives. It's one of the most important screening that we have right now available. But unfortunately, even right now, 50% of the people who should be getting screened don't get screened. So that is bad statistics for us.
I'd agree. Back in my medical school days, we didn't have the flexible scopes. So people would find out about the colon cancer by finding blood on their stool or on the toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really late.
Yeah, that's right.
So what Pamela's saying, they go in and look for the early changes on the inside of the colon that could be precancerous.
Mm-hmm.
So I liken it, wouldn't you, to where cervical screening for women ended cervical cancer.
Almost.
Almost, yeah.
Yes.
So now, electively, you don't wait to find out that you have...
you do routine pap smears.
Cervical
right?
cancer. Mm-hmm. You go in and someone scrapes or looks and then says you're okay or not. But you got to find it early. That's true of any cancer.
Any cancer, exactly. So here we have the colon cancer. Early screening definitely helps. And one thing I can't stress enough is all cancers in our body are coming from polyps. There is an early stage we can detect. If we can detect polyps, eliminate polyps, we are eliminating cancer down the line.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So sometimes when you go in for your colonoscopy, and of course it's Dr. Piyush Dhanuka's case, I've probably had two since I've been in Reading. I'm 62, so I think before then I've had a couple before Dr. Dhanuka, but there were, and I'm sure also within your families, is that why you're in there, it's nothing. It's like, you know, you go in the morning procedure, you're out before, you know, it's called the twilight drug or whatever, and you feel good, you come out, it's nothing, you have a cup of coffee on your way home, and you've had your colon looked at, and then if there's a polyp in there, they'll snip it. You don't even know. It doesn't hurt. And then they'll examine and let you know afterwards, okay, we have to look at this, or we don't have to look at it. It's good, whatever. But it's almost like, again, if you go into your dentist and they say, oh, we need to watch this cavity.
Right.
You know, why do you go to your dentist? Because your dental health is really important. Your colon health is just as important as your teeth.
That's true. And one thing I want to stress, Linda, which is becoming a little more as I see in our community as well as in nationwide otherwise too, there are newer these tests, screening tests we were talking about, like something like Cologuard that is coming out. And some of the primary doctors are actually relying totally on it and not sending the patient for colonoscopies. I think that's patient also want to do an easy thing, right? You just do the stool test and say, okay, we don't need a colonoscopy.
Mm.
I want to stress again and again, Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy. That's the key thing because Cologuard misses 10% of the colon cancers and 50% of the polyps.
Mm.
Right, it's the polyps.
Because you got to get inside.
Yeah.
You have to get into the...
Yeah.
the kind of the organ part.
It's sensitive. It can pick up. And what happens is it's a good DNA testing technology. It's good. I'm not doubting that. But what happens is you can pick up. Okay, there's blood there. Then what? You still have to go for colonoscopy and do the biopsy when the patient has to go in. So instead of doing two procedures, delaying the whole thing, it might be just better to routine colonoscopies would be probably more effective time-wise and money-wise.
Mm-hmm. So as we've got another minute of this segment here, but wouldn't you say that as we progress and we know more medically, this is part of just like when you do a mammogram and you do a colonoscopy and you do a teeth cleaning, this is part of what we've learned through the last, what, decade, 20 years of what it is to really, what's the word I want to try to say, preventative.
Preventive care in colon is last 15 years phenomena that we are seeing. And this is definitely, with the newer technologies that we are getting, it's getting better and better. I wish they could make they're improving, but I do wish they could make a better liquid preparation, right, lady?
Preparation out that's not just liquid, and a lot of patients don't realize liquid is not your only option anymore.
There are pill forms
and advances in technology, they're getting more and more pill forms. We actually have 5 different preps right
now. Wow, that's great.
And each of these preps is working as hard as they can to work with insurance.
All right, we're going to talk about that when we get back in this next segment here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio with Linda Bott. Dr. Doug McConnell is sitting in for Carl. We're here with Dr. Danuka and some of the staff, the leaders in the Reading Endoscopy Center. It is Colon Cancer Awareness Month, and we're talking about, okay, when we come back, how do you do it? It's more than just that big old gallon of stuff to flush you out. Great topic on this Friday. We'll be right back.
That's the first.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come. And I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one. And I believe it could be someday it's going to come.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuentes Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. And you may qualify to get the 26% federal tax credit. At Powerhouse Solar, we are an elite dealer for SunPower, and we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels. A lot of people don't realize they have options now. You can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing. so keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever. And the entire system is backed by their 25-year warranty. Powerhouse Solar can design a system for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com. Again, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit us online at powerhousesolar.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear words they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind.
Welcome back to KTNR, and we are live this morning with our 12th of March show edition. Happy to be here this morning. This is Linda Bott, and with me sitting in Carl's place is Dr. Doug McConnell. Welcome back.
Thank you.
In our next segment here, of course, we have Pramila Dhanuka, our oncologist, and today, this month, is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. And we've been talking about procedures, and we're moving it over to Sunny, who is, let's get that microphone in front of you closer. Sunny, you take the appointments and schedule people, but before our show, you were, before we took the break, you were discussing about, as we're talking about colonoscopy and colon health, that we have in all of our bodies, we've got 5 feet or longer of what we call a colon, an upper colon, a lower colon, you know, what do you want to call it? It's just long. And in that colon could possibly be folds, polyps, these are kinds of things where cancer can live and grow. And this is why we get colonoscopies. So if we have a polyp or we have something like that, Dr. Dhanuka and the other oncologists in the center or doctors can discover what it is, screen it, and we take care of it before it becomes a problem. So now you were talking, Sunny, about five different ways, because people think about that big gallon of water that you've got to. And a lot of people are afraid. They can't stand it, so they deny it. They find excuses of why not to do it. So what do we have now? What are we doing now these days?
So a lot of patients don't realize that there are more than just that gallon of PrEP that they can drink. There are at least five other PrEPs. Some are liquid. We have one that's 2 6-ounce bottles. You mix it with 10 ounces of water. You do have to stay hydrated during the procedure, the clean-out procedure, to make sure that everything does come out and you do have a clean PrEP. But if you can't muster the liquid PrEPs, there are pill PrEPs now, too. We work diligently with all the vendors out there for the PrEPs and insurance companies to make sure the patients can afford these PrEPs, because that's a big thing, too, is cost effectiveness. We work with the vendors to make sure that we have samples for those who really can't afford them. It's very important that you do complete these PrEPs. And the pill PrEPs, there's 2 different pill PrEPs. Our staff is very good about finding out which PrEP is going to work for which patient.
All right, so there you go. We've got some new information for our listeners, and they're probably like, you know what? This is part of being community radio. We're talking with the people here who live here in this community that are seeing people in our community, our brothers, our sisters, our moms, our dads, our neighbors, and there are certain people who just do not, or they just don't want to have their butt looked at. Okay, I'm sorry. That's what it comes down to. But it's a vital part of our hello, just our daily life. And so if we can get people to look at the fact that we're all made up of parts and that there's no shame in it, that take care of it. You get one body. You get this life that you need to embrace all of your parts and understand that, you know, it's a God-given, it's a blessing to have these parts. And so treat them kindly.
And across healthcare and dental care, if a good dentist office or hygienist will be putting a finger in your mouth and examining under your tongue, because to search and find any cancer early is key. So we're putting fingers into mouths and thumbsticks at your dentist's office. You think your doctor would do that, or cervical cancer screening, cancer, lung cancer screening on high-risk patients. If you don't look, you won't find it.
Right. If you don't, that's a good one. If you don't look, you won't find it. All right, let's go to let's talk a little to Cheryl Arnold, who's the office manager for this whole thing. You've seen a lot of growth here, haven't you, Cheryl? Let's get that microphone right in front of you. Since we've been on the air for 11 years, since we've been here, we know the Danukas. We love and trust and admire the both doctors Danukas.
Absolutely.
And how long have you been with the Reading Endoscopy?
I've been the center director there for about a year and a half now. That's when my husband and I moved to Reading. We have kids here. That's why we're here. I've been a GI nurse for 11 years, actually. Mm-hmm. So I love this specialty. I am very proud of what we do to save lives. Our motto this year for colon cancer awareness is saving lives, one colonoscopy at a time.
I love it.
That's beautiful.
So tell us what, you know, I mean, in everybody in this room knows what GI nurse, but what does that mean?
Gastrointestinal nurse.
Okay.
Or an endoscopy nurse. My whole career has been in endoscopy centers, mostly hospitals. This is my first ambulatory endoscopy center. But basically, I am the one who does the procedures with the physicians, although now I'm in the office after all these years. But I am there on the day when you actually come to the procedure center. Think of it kind of like you're going to the operating room for a surgery, but we're not doing surgeries, we're doing procedures, but that we are the place you come to on the day.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, all I can say is that my experiences here have been kind and cheerful, actually.
Yes.
There is a cheering team before and after.
Yes.
And you're coming out, you're like, did you do it?
That's because you're Linda. Yeah. You have a cheering team before and after because you're Linda.
We have a wonderful staff.
Yes, you do.
Of, you know, from administrative to nurses to technicians. And what I always like to say to people who compliment us is we all love working together, and we hope it shows.
That's true. No, I can vouch for it. I've had my colonoscopies there. They have a really great team there. And the processes are so smooth, just mm-hmm. in and out thing. Mm-hmm.
Did you find that during this pandemic and through COVID, did you have to stop? Did you put things on hold? Have you been mm-hmm. able to go through? Have you had people that are a little bit more skeptical? What's your experience during this time?
Last year, we never closed down completely, which some surgery centers did. But we did go down to like one procedure room, maybe 1 to 2 days a week mm-hmm. for urgent cases only. We didn't do any type of screening during that time, which is really unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it is what it is. And we slowly built back up as the county allowed us to and went by CDC recommendations. We have still had a lot of people who are hesitant about coming in. But I just want to let everybody know we have done every precaution. We go above and beyond. We are in constant contact with the county health department, and we have not, knock on wood, had one case of COVID transmission in our center.
Fantastic. That's really great. Important to know. Now, as we wrap up this segment of what we're talking about, Colon Cancer Awareness Month, with Dr. Danuka, and one more thing.
Can I just add something, Linda? Because of what happened was because of last year's pandemic, we had postponed a lot of screening procedures because they were non-essential at that point.
Mm-hmm.
There is actually, there was some article on coming out, I think in Wall Street Journal or somewhere, this weekend, that they were saying there are going to be increase in the incidences because those screenings haven't happened.
Mm.
So that is something to remember on this. You know?
Waterfall effect.
Yeah.
Okay, do we have a website that we can go to that is about the center? And if somebody's listening to the show and they're dragging their feet, where do they go and look up how to, and then the, I guess, what you would look for? And, just give us a website.
Well, to get started, I'll let Sunny talk about that. It's a referral-based.
Okay, yes.
So primarily, all of our patients are seen referral-based. We do have recalls as well. It is very important all patients get into their primary care physician. Their primary care physician works with our gastroenterologist for continuity of care, and they will send over that referral to our office, in which we will get the patient scheduled following all the guidelines and questionnaires that we have to go through.
And that's what you do.
That is correct.
Yes.
That's what our office does. And then our office works closely with the center to make sure all the paperwork is handled ahead of time, mm-hmm. and insurance and such. You can visit Reading Endoscopy Center to obtain that paperwork, or
right.
you can come into either of our offices for that, scheduled appointment or not.
Because usually when you're of a certain age, you go in and the doctor says, have you had a mammogram? Have you had a colonoscopy? Have you, these things, which wasn't, like you said, 20 years ago wasn't the case. I mean, a mammogram, yes. You started your gynecological, yearly pap smear thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, any questions? We have about a minute left in this segment. Anything you'd like to add?
I'd actually like to add that one of the things that Sunny does is she makes sure that every patient is appropriate for the center. But I do want to mention that having your procedure done in a freestanding ambulatory center is very cost effective as opposed to going to the hospital.
Oh, yes.
But we always want to make sure that people are appropriate to go there, which most people are.
Mm-hmm. And I have a great story about Paiyush Tanuka.
Okay.
I'll tell you what kind of guy he is. Early on, when I was here, ready, I've got to move.
Yeah, we got to take a break, but we can hold you over.
Sure.
We're gonna do open line here at the last segment of the show, but when we come back, we'll have about 5 minutes with the team to mm-hmm. talk and ask questions. And Doug's got a comment. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, Carl always calls it. Man's last stronghold, whatever that means. I have no idea. But we'll be right back.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store.
We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we are all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
One hit wonder.
I know, but... It was a cool one-hit wonder.
You keep saying you got something for me.
What is it?
Something you call love, but confess.
All right, we're going to...
Should we sing the chorus?
Welcome back to KCNR 96.5. We're in limited time, unfortunately, because we do have... our chat pack definitely wants to be calling in and asking questions. I'm sure for Doug, they have some questions just to talk about some, like, you know, political climate and that kind of thing. But we're going to stay on track right now. We're talking about Colon Cancer Awareness Month. I promise you, we will get to your calls here before the 9 o'clock hour, promise. But right now, because we've got the very limited time with our Dr. Danuka, oncologist, Pramila Danuka, we're talking about treatments. Once we go through maybe finding out, oh, that was, you may have the big C, or what do we do? You're talking about immunization. You're talking about something that has to do with some new treatments.
Yeah, so we colon cancer, once we diagnose it, of course, we all want to know it as early as possible so we can cure it. Even if we are finding it late, it's possible to treat it. People live a long time. I want to relay this to all the people who are listening to this show that there is hope. We should not give up even if it is stage four in this, because even after diagnosis, with current treatments, people can live as long as 3 to 4 years. Mm-hmm. So that's worth it, right? So what I'm going to do is divide it into staging. Basically, staging is something we do for all cancers to put them in different risk groups. Stage one is early, when we can do practically with surgery cure the cancer. We don't need anything more, right? Stage two, most of the time, surgery is enough. We don't need to do anything more. Very small subgroup of patients in stage two may require additional chemotherapy or may require additional radiation therapy. But again, that's very small percentage of people. So most of the stage one and two can be cured just by surgery if we detect them, find them early. Now we come to stage three and stage four. For stage three, the risk of having the cancer coming back is more than 50%. And that is why we need additional treatments for those patients and we to protect them from this cancer coming back again and causing problem. So in stage 3 cancers, we do give additional chemotherapies to pretty much everybody. And they may need additional radiation depending on certain characteristics, which I can't go is too small. But they have to be evaluated. And then whatever is the next step for them, we go with that. Most of the time, it's the chemotherapy. And I know there is a general fear in public about chemotherapies. You know, people would be willing to do surgery, but chemotherapies in this just alerts them and puts them in anxiety mode and fear mode, you know, most of the time. But treatments are getting better and better every year, every time. There is a lot of improvement coming out in our field, and it's changing, ever-changing field right now. And earlier treatments, I would agree, they are not the best, but we have limited choices when we are dealing with the enemy as what we call cancer, which is constantly evolving, constantly changing, and so we have to keep ourselves evolving and changing according to the changing beast that we are treating. Every cancer is a different species. So we treat it differently. That's one thing to again. So please compare when you're comparing with your relatives, your friends, that what type of cancer they have. And there are in colon cancer itself, there are different subtypes. Some colon cancer genetically related may be more aggressive or less aggressive depending on what type of cancer they are or what markers they have on their pathology. So pathological examination is very important on those patients. And depending, some cancer, some of the newer, we are finding that some of the colon cancer, which we were not aware, let's say 10 years ago, nowadays we are looking at those with advanced technology markers, and we can say this subgroup is as high risk as a lung cancer patient or a pancreatic cancer patient as compared to the rest of the colon cancer. So dividing those group early on and knowing early on is helpful to take care of them and give them the maximum care that they need for that their particular type. The other new things that are coming out, which I was alluding to, Linda, earlier, that the immunotherapy field of targeted therapy and immunotherapy has really advanced in the last 10 years. And targeted therapy, when we look at chemotherapy, we kind of consider it's going, doing damage to normal cells and everything, right, including the cancer. But targeted therapy, I like to call it has eyes. It's looking at the cancer cells, looking for the cancer cells and going after it. It's attaching itself to the cancer cells and then allowing your body's immune system to eat it up. That's one
way. This is a new form.
This is the targeted therapy we are having. So there are a lot of new targeted therapies have come out, which are actually very effective and have made a huge difference in colon cancer. Mm-hmm. The other new field is immunotherapies, which is there are third-line therapies in colon cancer right now. They are not so much upfront, but they're heading their way in that direction. And there are a lot of studies which are going on right now looking into their role in as we go on the earlier research going on. Mm-hmm. But for advanced cancer, stage 4 cancer, immunotherapies are available. They are very effective and with much less side effects as compared to the traditional chemotherapies. So I think we have a great scenario here. Horizon is looking brighter. We have much more to look forward. And I would just want to tell all the people that don't give up hope when you are, even if it is diagnosed in stage 4. Because there's a lot that can still be done. And to give you more time, and we may not be able to cure it, but we can definitely be with you and it prolong the life as much as we can with all the resources we have right now.
I like this.
Yeah. I trained in the early days, since I'm probably a senior, when basically systemic-wide body poisons were given, anti-metabolites,
right,
which is a little bit like carpet bombing in World War II, where you're just taking out, you couldn't hit an exact target. Today, you now have smart weapons, and the immune piece she's talking about is where you can actually antibodies and specific linkages of antibodies with toxic agents. So that's an emerging thing that is pretty quick to do, and that does open up the hope that you're describing. And the analogy is pretty much like that. You're
absolutely correct, Dr. McConnell.
You want to take out a bridge, you can now send in one plane with a smart weapon and the right laser, and the bridge is gone with no collateral damage. They used to send in waves of B-17s, destroy the city and maybe the bridge.
Right.
So that's happened in my lifetime. So it's a great advance.
Yeah.
You know, it's very interesting talking, listening to the chat pack, because we've, you know, it's changed through the years. I'm going to ask you something off the air when we leave, because we're talking about colon cancer today. That's where we're directing our energy with, Dr. Danuka and our staff running the endoscopy center. We so much appreciate you guys being with us today. Do you have any closing thoughts?
You know, I just say that it's really important to get these screenings done. A lot of people don't realize, you know, that they even have colon cancer, because sometimes there's no symptoms, as with any cancer. So please stay in contact with your primary care and get these screenings done. It's very important.
Well, thank you. We so much appreciate you being with us today. And we had you on Tuesday talking about this. One final thought.
One final thought. Today is my son's birthday. Oh. I would like to say happy birthday to my handsome boy.
He is a handsome
happy
boy.
Happy birthday, Paras. Mama loves you. Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah, we too.
When he comes in the room, I'm telling you right now, that young man of yours is, not just because of his looks, but he's just this amazing human being like a bright light on the universe, in the universe.
He's worked in Endo Center, and I know Cheryl and...
do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He's a wonderful young man.
He just walks in the room, you're like, who is this young man that just like... So thank you for that gift. You brought him into the world. So we're going to take a break when we come back. We do have 15 minutes left. We are going to do open call. You will be civil, or you will not be on the air with my time. And we're going to be right back after these messages with Dr. Doug McConnell.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark, or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Why wait for summer? Gear up for some fun right here in our own backyard and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our
Gear Up 2021 Swag to Win promotion.
Drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. All winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings on February 25th.
Two motorcycles and a Can-Am quad.
And March 25th, a Yamaha ski boat.
From Redding, Yamaha Sea-Doo.
Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. More drawings, more winners, more fun.
WindRiver.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support, as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, You'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back to our final edition here on Friday, the 12th of March. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. You're never going to win, are you, Doug?
Well, I don't know. I'm here to try.
You know what? I'm just telling you. You come in, you try to have your heart open, you try to support the community, mm-hmm. and the community being all voices, and, you know, you get slammed. You just get slammed. Well, people are slammers.
I haven't been reading that.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just sharing.
Chat Packets is the major slam right now.
On?
Just because, you know, now's the time for people. 850, if you've got something in your craw, which you guys live on.
We're here.
You know, call in. It's your time now. Hear that empty space? I'm not hearing you ring. I'm not hearing you call in. Why don't you call in? And be brave with your voice on the airwaves. Doug, do you have anything to talk about?
Well, I do, I think.
See, no calls coming in because people, they're, what do they call them? They're monsters behind their computers. They want to say nasty, scathing things on. There we go.
Okay.
All right. Be brave.
Well, I do think that we are emerging from the COVID period here in the United States by looking at trends, and I would have appreciated a more upbeat speech last night about how the United States is going to emerge and be better rather than worrying about mm-hmm. Coming back. I'm not a great supporter of any science about masks, and there are some great publications mm-hmm. that really question that they have any effect whatsoever. That's objective. The only objective studies question them.
Well, let's go to the phones. Lori, okay. Welcome to the morning show. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Linda, and everybody else who's left. It sounds like the other guest has departed. He's not there anymore?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I called in, and I was told to call back, so now that person's not there, so I'm not sure how to appropriately
Well, I'm a surgeon and used to deal with colon cancer as well in my life, if
okay.
that's helped.
Okay, well, this has been kind of going around for a while with the COVID-19 and the nasal swabs.
Yes.
And now we're hearing that there's a whole other generation of anatomical options, including the anal swab. And I was wondering, and I'm not kidding, I'm not joking, because I'm very concerned what they're doing with the nasal swab, and now they're using another part of the body to look for something that's a respiration issue. How,
okay.
if you don't know the answer, that's okay, too. I was hoping Dr. DeNuber
would... Yeah, and I'm not sure.
So why are we looking at the potential, whether it's China, and sometimes what China does, we follow. That's why it started in Wuhan. So this is a very valid, and I'm very serious. I'm not playing. I'm not joking.
No, I understand.
Do a lot of research.
I understand.
Thank you, Lori.
I've seen that same
for the call.
Hint or discussion that anal swabs are being used in China, even on our own diplomats. And I don't know if there's any evidence that that's more specific or sensitive for some reason. It certainly is more demeaning, and that may be its source. I don't know. But the truth is this virus enters and egresses your body through your oral nasal pharyngeal cavity because it's a respiratory transmission. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's rectally transmitted, but that brings us into a whole different subject. But if once your body actually has a true viremia, if you actually are infected, probably you will shed the virus into your stool, and that's where that would come about.
Oh.
One of the problems with the nasal swabs, which is where they're doing PCRs, and that involves replication of the virus.
So what is a PCR?
Well, that is the standard thing. Go back to the OJ days. This is when it was all started.
Wow.
For crime scenes, they have a very minute amount of DNA material, a minimal amount of semen, let's say, and you're trying to grow that. You have to grow it up for these sensor machines, so you have to replicate that string so that you can then match it against if you're trying to identify a patient. So this technology begins in forensics. Today, when you do a nasal swab, you will get a sample of material that are in the nasal cavity, and sometimes when you get them done, it feels like they're searching your brain base. But be that as it may, that is then replicated in machines. And a positive test for COVID, they take a sample, and then they have to replicate it. And they have to do it multiple times until the sensitivity device says, oh, here it is. We found a strand that matches COVID or a portion of COVID. That's the key part. We have a string of DNA that matches the capsule of a COVID vaccine, and then they make you a positive. Now, a lot of those people aren't sick. And in fact, if you let the thing run long enough, you will find a lot more positives. There's a great article, believe it or not, published in the New York Times referring to Massachusetts and another state. And basically, it was found that if you let these machines run too long, you'll find a lot of people. The World Health Organization reduced the cycling from about 42 down to 32. Mm. Which cut the number of cases being found. You got to remember, these cases we're talking about are not illnesses necessarily. They're just people with the DNA in their nose. Whether they're sick or not isn't correlated. I'm probably getting too many details. But the whole idea is to find people who are actually infected and infectious. And if you have COVID-19 in your stool, the presumption is you have viremia and have been infectious. I don't know if that's the reason that's being utilized or discussed. Just because you find COVID in your nose doesn't mean you're infectious or infected.
Really?
Alone, absolutely.
All right. Let's go to Mary Lou on the phone.
Hi, well, Linda. Mary Lou Gibson. How are you today?
Hey, thank you. Did you hear me get a little angry? You got my back, girl.
I just have an upper for you.
Okay.
This Monday, March 15th, Commander Gibson and Mary Lou will celebrate 69 years of marriage.
Well, my salute to the commander.
Congratulations.
That's a long time, girl.
Well, what are you going to do now? Last time I talked, you were going to take a cruise, but I think COVID broke out or something.
I wish I could. No, I just got out of the hospital. So.
Oh, are you doing okay?
I'm doing great.
You
couldn't be better.
Sound
yes.
Wonderful. So, thank you.
Anyway, just wanted to pass it
oh,
on.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, congratulations and happy anniversary.
Gifts are accepted.
Yeah.
an army salute to the commander. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you. Now, see, these bye-bye. Two are outstanding members of the community that have been there through for the community and for us since the day that we arrived and started doing this.
I came up here for a year to two job and met people like you and
the Gibsons.
Other great folks. I said, there's a real heart and soul in Reading.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, it was an opportunity to extend our friendship and knowledge of the rural community, and we love it.
Yeah. We got more calls coming in, but I thought that was really interesting about the question is about the anal swabs, but that was interesting about you saying with the nasal swab that if you have COVID in your nasal swab, that doesn't necessarily mean you're infectious.
Absolutely. It is not a diagnosis of a viral infection. In and of itself, it says the DNA is present.
Yes.
But it doesn't tell you about your symptoms. In fact, there's a whole science of this. Mm-hmm. What we are counting cases, which is just people positive.
Right.
Major League Baseball players who are getting tested every other day.
Right.
And when you get positive, they'll test you every other day till you can go back and play.
The next six tests are six new cases.
Wow.
They don't even line them up with people. So the case number that is projected is a gross overestimate. If one person can get five tests, as nurses do, waiting to go back to work.
We've been thinking about...
That's five cases.
There you go. Yeah. That's why the numbers are just so crazy. Janice, welcome to the show. Do you have a comment or a question?
Yes, I wanted to ask Dr. McConnell or the NUCA, but as far as the test for your colon, the test where you send in your feces, I've heard that that is as good as a colonoscopy. Is that true or not?
I'm not an expert in differentiating that, but Dr. DeNuca was here and did explain to us that it is not nearly as sensitive or accurate.
Okay.
And that could be disputed, but the problem is what you see when you have a colonoscopy is you're looking for polyps, and polyps represent a new growth of it could be normal mucosa, meaning polyps can be absolutely normal and thus wouldn't trigger that test to positive. And it's the polyps that you take out, and in those polyps you will find very early neoplastic cells, which may not be picked up by that other study. So you got to go at polyps. You want to find this as early as possible, and that's what colonoscopy offers.
I think there's a problem with some people get an infection, or they get cut, and then the story gets around.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's some places not very careful.
Yeah. No, I've had them, and it's very safe.
Yeah, this is really good.
We got another call. We better run. But
thank you.
Colonoscopy is a good way to go.
Well, Jan, appreciate your call. And you know what? We like spirited conversation here at KCNR. You know, this is what it is.